we make a practice of asking God. Listen, we ask God for our food. We ask Him for our water. We ask Him for our clothing. We ask Him for a roof over our head. We ask Him for peaceful sleep. 30 days from now, you may wonder about peaceful sleep ever again. We ask Him for rest of the night. We ask Him for peace. We ask Him for safety. We ask Him for peace and safety. Not D.C. We ask God for peace and for safety and protection. Because if something happens that turns this country upside down, everybody's gonna. And I know that whenever that does happen, at least when I go to the throne, it will be a familiar voice. I was watching a little boat on, I think it was Cayuga Lake many years ago. And I was standing there with a friend of mine. We're watching this boat out there, a little tour boat, you know, a bunch of people paying, go around the lake. And a storm came up. Like, man, it came up, and the wind was blowing the rain sideways. And that boat was bouncing on about 3-foot waves, which ain't big, but on that boat it was. And I told this guy standing next to me, I said, boy, don't you know God's hearing a bunch of unfamiliar voices right now? Now, you tell me, if you have to start asking for food, do you want it to be an unfamiliar voice? Isn't He going to wonder if all of a sudden you wait till your shelves are empty to start asking for food? Isn't He going to wonder that you, oh yeah, by the way, God, you know, I just realized I need to ask for food. Yeah, right. Would you ask Him for food when your shelves are full? When your freezer's full? I'll tell you this, I'll be done. This part of this is done tomorrow, but I read a report one time down in the Bermuda Triangle. A ship came drifting out of the Bermuda Triangle. This another ship hailed it. There was no response. They put a boarding crew on. And this boarding crew got on this ship. They found out several things. The first thing they found out was there was nobody on board that ship. Just everybody just off they went. The second thing they found out was that whenever everybody got off the boat, it was at mealtime. It was at supper time because the food had all been cooked. It was on the plates. It was on the table. It had been served. The third thing they found out was that when they reassembled the pieces of cut meat together on the plate, no one on that ship had taken a bite of that food. Don't ask me why. Nobody knows. Nobody had taken a bite. In some cases, a fork was stuck into a piece. No one took a bite of that food. Now, I would think when it got that close, I could get it from there. But I can't. That proved that the food can get from the grocery store to the pantry, from the pantry to the stove, from the stove to the table, from the table to the plate, from the plate to my fork, and still not make it to my mouth. Let's face it, that's when the fun starts. You know what I ask God for? I open my mouth wide. I want Him to fill it. If our little freezer is full, and our little refrigerator is full, I still ask Him for food. If our gas tank is full on our truck, I still ask Him for it. If we're in good health, I ask Him for good health. If we slept good last night, I still ask Him for peace tonight. People, you don't want to have your voice. Don't you think that on the day of the bottom falls out of this place, don't you think the line in front of His door is going to be a long one? Well, why not stake out a place at the front? It don't matter whether you stake out your own pew with a little brass plaque on the end of it, but I'll tell you, when it comes to standing in front of God's office door to ask for food, you want to have been there, you know, real early. Kind of like those, remember those George Washington sales, you know, 22-cent car, and people have been there since 4 in the morning? You want to be up there real early. You don't want to come with a crowd. You don't want to leave. You don't want to show up with all those other people who you just wonder. You just wonder about their sincerity. So, here's what I'll tell you. I'll tell you again what you should watch for somewhere about the middle of September, somewhere around September, October. I would say maybe even the first week of November, but I doubt it. I would say anywhere between September, October, right in that 60-day period. Watch for reports about, listen for Trump, and watch for reports about dead people coming out of the grave and walking this earth, claiming to be saved people that were dead, and now they're coming telling their lost loved ones. And don't you understand, if they've got a resurrection body and they look different you're really going to have a hard time convincing somebody who you are. But regardless of that, it's going to be strange. And then you may watch this. You may just watch to see if the first UFO doesn't land to explain this whole mess. Because somebody's going to want an explanation, because let's face it, the last thing the world ever believes is the Bible. All you got to do is make up anything that isn't Bible, and they'll believe it. I was out at Canyonlands in Utah, Canyonlands National Park, and this lady was going through this spiel about how this was all made, and water did this, and the glacier. And I said, she was talking about water, and I said, you mean like a flood? When I said like a flood, listen, the one thing that woman dare never say is yes, like a flood. Well, no, I wouldn't say like a flood. If the Bible didn't say there'd been a flood, she'd have said like a flood. So when these guys show up and say, I'm Dwight L. Moody, and I was dead, and I'm back, the world is going to believe everything, anything, but that that's Dwight L. Moody, and that he's saved, and he's back. So somebody's going to show up and give them an example, or give them an explanation. And all I'm telling you is, when this first happens, try to get a ballpark date of when it first happens. Watch for 7 days to get out of here. And if, let's say, give yourself 7, 8, 9 days, make sure you got your report right. But after about 8 or 9 days, if we are still here, I'm telling you, we're going out at 40, okay? Because that's how it happened here. The dead came up, they walked in the city, they were seen by many, and then they left when the Lord left. And so we are going to be, these guys are going to walk for 40 days, and then they're going to leave. And they're going to leave, and we're going to leave, and we're going to meet together in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Okay, I have a word of prayer, and I'll just let your preacher come on up, and I don't know, boy, it's hard to give an invitation after that, unless you've got something. I want you to stand for prayer. Lord God, you know you have always been a very gracious God. And I know, Father, not only, I know you've been a gracious God because of what I read in this Bible. But Father, really, we save people. We know you've been a gracious God, not just because we're saved, but because of the way you've always acted in our lives. You've been very gracious to me. Maybe I shouldn't say you've been gracious to me. Maybe I should just say I have experienced the grace that you are. And I thank you for that. And I thank you, God, for a book that not only tells me that I'm getting out of here, but gives me real words of comfort. That you tell me how it's going to happen. Tell me what to look for, what to expect, what I can expect of myself. God, whether we go in a moment, in the next moment, or it starts in the next moment and we've got 7 days, or it starts the next moment and we've got 40 days, we can still be prepared. You know, God, there just might be somebody here tonight that is not ready. And if this whole thing starts tomorrow, God, when they get right, their repentance is going to be just a little suspect. God, if there are secret sins in this crowd, there are things that are hidden, things that are cultivated, things that when they got rid of so many things, they kept a few for themselves. God, we need to get rid of all of them. We need to be ready. Once this thing starts rolling, God, it just takes on a life of itself. I pray, Father, that something that was said tonight will cause one of your people to draw closer to you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. With your heads bowed, I'll tell you, with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, I'm just going to ask the piano to play. And if there's something you need to take care of with God, now's the time. Will you come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Now look, this might mean that when you go home, you got to throw something away. Will you do it? It's going to be a great thing. You know, if somebody had listened to Noah about the coming flood and had gotten on the ark, that would have been a great thing. But you know what's even greater? That before Noah ever knew there was going to be an ark, he already qualified. And if this all starts, there are going to be some people get ready. But wouldn't it be nice if before it all starts, you're already ready? Say, what's that mean? That means clean up your music. It may mean don't exercise all of your liberty. But get it ready. And listen, I mean, come back tomorrow night. Come back tomorrow night. And until then, watch. Watch. And listen.